Oasis Audio presents The Disappearing Staircase Mystery by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1. The Bugaboo House. The Alden house was jumping. Every few minutes, people on the front porch rang the doorbell. And every few minutes on the back porch, the family dog, Watch, whined to come in. The Alden children were in the kitchen baking cookies. Watch didn't want to miss any of the fun, or any of the crumbs, either. Mrs. McGregor, the Alden's housekeeper, handed Violet Alden two china plates. "I know you'll make a pretty pattern of cookies on these plates." 10-year-old Violet had careful hands. One by one, she arranged the cookies into perfect circles.
"I love when we have a lot of company," she told everyone in the Alden kitchen. "And I love when we have a lot of cookies," Benny added.
He was 6. His job was to let Jesse know if the cookies were browning too fast. He and his 5-year-old cousin, Sue Lee Alden, stared through the oven door window. They liked watching the lumps of cookie dough turn into round, crispy shapes. The oldest children, 14-year-old Henry and 12-year-old Jesse, watched the kitchen clock.
10 more minutes, Jesse announced.
She was busy counting cups and saucers on a tray.
That's when Mabel said the meeting would start.
"Who's Mabel?"
Sue Lee asked.
"Mabel Hart is Grandfather's good friend, Sue Lee," Jesse answered. "She runs a group called House and Hands. The helpers from her group fix up old houses for people who need homes. We're going to be helpers, too," Jesse explained, peeking in the oven. "Looks like those cookies are done."